Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How was your day?
It's been a great day. You know, I'm just so honored to have...
Thank you.
I'm just so honored to have the support of the people of Western New York and the Buffalo Niagara region in the 26th Congressional District. I'm humbled by the turnout and the magnitude of that support, and I'm going to do everything in my power to continue to earn that support each and every day. I'm ready to go to Washington. I've never felt so prepared to do anything in my entire life and to go and to work and to deliver for our community and to lead and to build partnerships and to make sure that we're representing our community as the people of this amazing region deserve.
Jim. Brian Higgins said he left Congress because of his growing impatience with the growing dysfunction in Washington. Are you concerned about seemingly growing dysfunction in Washington at this time?
Yeah, I think everybody's concerned about the dysfunction of Washington, and that's why I'm going there. We're going there to fix it, to change it, to make a difference, and to make sure that our government down in Washington is reflective of the people of this great country. The people of this country deserve better than what the MAGA Republican extreme leadership in Congress is delivering for today. And that's why this message sent today out of the 26th Congressional here in Western New York wasn't just a message out of our community. It was a message for America, that people know that they deserve better than what they're getting right now down in Congress, and they're demanding it. And so I believe that this election is reflective of what's going to happen this coming November. People want change. I believe that they want Democrats to take the helm. They want new leadership, and it would be Hakeem Jeffries as the new Speaker of the House. It would be a magnificent, historic moment this November when we make him the first Black Speaker of the House in United States history. I'm excited to go down, be a part of it, but at the same time, in the meantime, deliver in whatever capacity I have to do until we take the majority in November.
Tim, you spent $1 million, you knocked down a bunch of doors in a district that is more than 2-1 Democrat. Just no stone unturned here?
Yeah, look, you can't take anything for granted, and especially in a special election. They're special for a reason. And, you know, I think this was as much of an election on April 30th today as it was an education about who I am to the people that I will be representing. And so there's a large swath of the area that did not know me, and we had to remind them of who I am, what I've been doing in my time in government, how I've been delivering for the great people of our region already, and what I'm going to do down in Washington. I know how to build relationships. I know how to get things done. I've delivered for our community over the last 20 years in office and the local level and then at the state level, and now I'm ready to do it at the federal level. And building relationships and bringing good people together and finding solutions to vexing problems is what I've done my whole life as a healthcare practitioner, and it's what I've done as a public servant. So I'm ready to serve the public in a new capacity as United States Congressman, and I'm forever grateful for the people of this amazing community for entrusting me in this moment to go and deliver for this amazing region that I love so much.
It sounds like you've been successful in your fight to get Nate McMurray off that ballot. We're hearing that his signatures were, you know, not approved by the Board of Elections.
Well, tonight is about tonight. I'm excited about this moment, and you know, we'll think about tomorrow then. But today, it's a celebration of the people of Western New York who have spoken loud and clear. They've delivered on this resounding message that they want change. They want someone that's going to go fight for freedom and democracy, not only here in this great country, but across the globe. Somebody that's going to stand up for freedoms that we hold near and dear to our heart, a woman's right to choose, health care, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making sure that our children have an opportunity to succeed in our community by growing jobs and strengthening our economy. I'm looking forward to doing that in the United States Congress.
Tim, how soon can you get sworn in?
Looks like the next week to 2 weeks I will be sworn in if all goes well. But, you know, we'll leave that up to the leadership to sort out what they need to sort out down in D.C. I'll be waiting for that call.
Do you expect a repeat of this success in November for yourself?
Yeah, look, I think this victory tonight was a message, and it was a resounding message. You know, the victory was one of the people, and people have spoken loud and clear, and I think the numbers proved that. But you know, it was more about what we bring to the table in delivering real results for the people of this great community that we call home. And that's what people have come to expect under the incredible leadership of Congressman Brian Higgins. I'm humbled to be able to follow in his footsteps. They're clearly big shoes to fill. And he knows, and the people here know, that I have what it takes to go be the very best that I can be to deliver for our community, fight hard each and every day. I'm a workhorse that knows what right is and knows how to deliver. So we're going to take that message down to Washington.
Transportation was a focus of yours in the state Senate. Will you try to make that a focus of yours in Congress?
Yeah, look, the work that I've done as chair of the Transportation Committee will certainly translate into the work that I'll be doing down in Congress, whether I'm on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee or not. I think not only transportation related, but when it comes to all of the work that I've done in the New York State Senate in bringing deliverables home to our community, and every facet of the work that I've done in various committees and leadership, and you know, acting as the dean of the Western New York delegation along with my incredible colleagues here, has really prepared me to meet the moment and to really put myself in a position to lead immediately, hit the ground running, hopefully a seamless transition when I get down to Washington.
The vast majority of the money you raised in this campaign was from large individual contributions and PACs. Will that affect how you vote in Washington?
Well, I think what you see tonight is hundreds of people that have supported my campaign. And if you look at the results of the election, it's about the people having that voice and delivering on that message that we deserve better down in Washington, D.C., and they're going to get better when they send me there to fight against the MAGA extremism that's ruling the House with dysfunction and chaos today in Congress. We're going to make sure that our voices are heard, that Western New York continues to have someone that will deliver for our community.
And what about for your seat in the Senate? April Baskin is going to be running for your seat. What's your message to the
I'm supporting the chairwoman, April Baskin. I think she's an incredible leader already. She's demonstrated she has what it takes to hit the ground running down in Albany. And she and I have a tremendous relationship already. She will be a magnificent leader in Albany, because not only does she demonstrate the talents that it takes to lead in our community, but she has relationships that she's already built down the halls of the New York State Capitol. It's going to fit her wonderfully as the next member of the New York State Senate, as my successor.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.